Listen, being a successful musician is a lot like building a house. And yes, I will explain. Oh, it feels good to be back, guys. Let's do this thing. All right, welcome back to the Music Fit Podcast. Oh my goodness, it's been nearly 2 years. What a way to come back. My name is Michael Schwartz. I am formerly known as the Rock Doctor. I don't know if that pseudonym is gonna, is that the word pseudonym? Is that how you say it? I don't even remember. I don't know if that's gonna stick. The musician wellness dude. All right. The trusted authority of musician wellness. I'm back. We're going to get this show rocking and rolling, pun intended. And as you heard in that intro, I want to talk to you about how to be a successful musician, what that means, and why these last 2 years have taught me a heck of a lot, and why we're coming back to Music Fit. Now, like I said, it's a lot like building a house. And in order to build a nice, strong house, a nice, strong structure, we got to first look at the blueprint. Now, the blueprint is, in a musician's eyes, the vision. Where do you want to be? What does success mean to you? Does it mean Instagram likes? Does it mean TikTok viral videos? Does it mean chart-topping hits? Does it mean just making music that is fulfilling to you? Does it mean making music and playing shows? Does it mean touring? You know, it could mean anything at all. And until we write that vision down, it's not much use. It stays up in our head and we never get it down. Write it. You know, my very first manager, one of my very first mentors in the leadership capacity, Jolene Boyer, she said one thing that stuck with me when I first got into the wellness industry at Sunridge World Health here in Calgary, Alberta, way back in the day. Jolene told me, if you think it, ink it. And I didn't know at the time how impactful that would be for the rest of my life. And when we write our vision down, when we write our goals down, when we write all of the thoughts that we have, especially as creatives, we tend to have a lot, if you're anything like me, write it down. I've got my book right here. Actually, I've got multiple books all over the house. This is my book for those of you watching the YouTube. This is what I've been writing in the last couple of days. I've been doing a lot of brainstorming, a lot of vision work. I've got a book over there by my other chair in the back. I've got another book over here on the counter. It's all over the place. Anywhere I go, I even take a book when I'm out on a walk or I've got my voice notes. When you think of something and you take the time to write it down, it has a chance to breathe. It has a chance to grow. And from there, you can look at it rationally. You can come back and revisit and grow on it and let it just develop into the thing that it's supposed to be. So the very first step in becoming a successful musician is to write down what exactly that means, to define success. So if you're going to take an action item here, get out a pen and paper, define success for yourself. Step two, similar to building a house. Now that we've got the blueprint, we know what the layout of the house looks like. Now we can go get the materials, the supplies to go build the foundation. Okay. And this is where a lot of wellness practitioners go wrong. They think that the solid foundation, and I did this for a long time before I realized and caught on in my own life. They think the foundation is built around healthy habits, you know, eat well, practice your instruments, go to bed on time, develop a morning routine. I hate that word, ritual, more accurately. And you'll be better. You know, start putting these healthy habits into practice. Now, here's the thing. Habits piled on top of a shaky identity is just it's a recipe for disaster. It's only a matter of time before that thing comes down. So if you're thinking about a house, you start piling a whole bunch of habits on a shaky foundation of identity, that house is just going to come down. It's only a matter of time. It could be 2 months. It could be 2 years. It could be 20 years. It could be 2 days. It's a matter of time before, and here's a great example. For somebody in the gym looking, you know, it's the new year. This is a common thing. People want to lose some weight. Now, if they go in and they start going to the gym 5-6 days a week from nothing, they start eating a little bit better from the fast food that they were having every day. Maybe they're making home-cooked meals. So that these are habits. These are actions. These are habits. And if they still think that because when they were in grade 8, somebody called them the fat kid, and they still have that as their identity that they're wrapped up in, no matter how much healthy food they eat, no matter how many times they go to the gym, they still have that story built up in their head that they are the fat kid because they have not released that story from their identity from sometimes decades. Decades, all right? And I'm telling you from experience, you know? It's interesting because for me, for a long time, the stories that I was wrapped up in as a kid, you know, I was only the drummer. I was making, you know, fun of myself so nobody else could make fun of me first. You know, I'd always be the butt end of my own jokes all the time. And then I realized that that was actually a defense mechanism for myself. And when I realized that, I had an identity that, you know, nobody would really accept me for who I was. And that's very interesting. I know that got real deep, real fast, but that's essentially what your foundation is. Your foundation is actually your identity rather than the habits. Okay. So we got to address the identity, and you guessed it. We're going to write that stuff down. So again, action item, writing down who you are, what you do. And we've got some more assignments. I just want to give you a brief overview. We've got some exercises we can get into, I'm sure, in later episodes here, bringing this thing back. I want to just give you a brief overview of first, a blueprint. That's your vision. Second, an identity, which is the foundation. So examining the stories that you tell yourself. And here's a great example is that the thoughts that we think, they are articulated both externally and internally by the words that we choose to use, the stories we tell ourselves and the things that we say to others around us, okay? When we take all of those thoughts, those words, and we pile them up into a big old stack of pancakes, that's known as a belief system. That belief system is the thing that carries out your actions. So if you're unhappy about where you are, the outcomes, they are a direct result of all of the beliefs that have led you to make those choices that are rooted in the thoughts that you think. So if you want to change the way that you are in society, the way that your outcomes are and your actions and everything that you are right now, you have to first examine the belief system that you're subscribed to, and then you take a look at the words that you're using that are fueling that belief system. Make sense? Perfect. Okay. So that is the second step. Now we can start to integrate some of the healthy habits, you know, movement, nutrition, mindset, especially. And that was, those are the three pillars of my first book, The Musician's Guide to Surviving the Rockstar Lifestyle. I got a copy right over here. Hang on. Whoa. Yeah. Right here. I found this in, moved into the new place and found a whole bunch of books. So you watching on YouTube, you can grab this. I'm gonna bring it back. We're gonna make a revised copy this year as well. So stay tuned for that. Very exciting news. The whole idea of first having a blueprint, then building a foundation. Now we can put the walls up and the roof on top and slap a door on there, put the windows up, do the framework. Okay. That is the equivalent to being a successful musician, that is the equivalent of integrating healthier habits into our lifestyle to fuel better performance, amplify it, if you will, and unlock or unleash that creativity, right? A lot of the artists that I've been talking to and since I've been in the game, they lack the creativity. They feel like they get writer's block, or they just feel that they're stuck at there's a glass ceiling of some variety that stops them from performance, whether it's stage fright or performance anxiety, or it's just going out on tour, or the dreaded imposter syndrome. All of these things are or can be mitigated through healthy living. lifestyle. And when I first got into this whole musician wellness spearheaded movement, way back in 2015, I was a trainer. I was living a healthy lifestyle as an athlete, and I was also a musician, and I was having a hard time with the lifestyle. Never mind my friends who were drinking every single night, staying out till 3 a.m. and then trying to go to their day job. It was just a brutal, brutal lifestyle. So I put the book together, started a musician wellness movement. Now we've got it going, and now we're revisiting it. And why? Because the habits are so important. The movement, nutrition, and mindset that comes, we're going to change the game of what it means to be a rock star. Okay. It does mean sleeping more. It does mean paying attention to stress management. It does mean things like moving preventatively, corrective, daily, eating well, whole organic raw foods, you know, rather than looking at what diet is best and all of these things are the differences. Look at the similarities. It's all raw food. It's all real food, stuff from the ground, right? Whether it's animal proteins or if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, I mean, all the more power to you. The one commonality is raw food. That is your fuel. Hydrate, water. Like simple things, folks. Simple, simple, simple things. Go harvest your own spring water. Stop drinking tap water. Things like that. These are all the habits. Going to bed on time, waking up with the sun, things like that. Getting daily sunlight, getting your feet in the ground. Really, really simple things. If we study the ways that our ancestors lived, they were living a much healthier, happier lifestyle. So if you want that, we got to go back to the basics, okay? Shout out to Kinnis. That's their tagline. Back to the basics. I'll be sure to put a link for some Kinnis. If you're looking for barefoot shoes, my favorites for drums, I'm going to put a link in the show notes here for Kinnis that I highly, highly recommend you get on the barefoot movement. Get your feet back to the basics. Okay. Side note. Anyway, moving up the pyramid here now. Okay. Well, so we've got our blueprint and quick recap. Blueprint to check. Okay. Foundation check. Okay. Now we've put the walls up. We got the door on there. We got the roof on top. Now we can decorate the house. Okay. Decorating the house is like taking action. So again, if you remember, we're going, thoughts and words translate to beliefs. Beliefs translate to action. Now what we can do is we can look to integrate our peak performance through the actions that we do every single day. So those habits, they stack up, and now we live a healthier lifestyle, and it becomes more of a subconscious thought. We just become, we identify ourselves as healthy people. Therefore, we do healthier habit things and we fuel our creativity, fuel our performance in doing so. And we have more energy on stage and off stage. We show up better as a performer. We show up better as a friend, husband, wife, brother, sister, whatever you are, to all the relationships around you. And most importantly, we show up better for ourselves. Okay. I'll say that one more time for the people in the back. We show up better for ourselves as the most important relationship you'll ever have. Okay? So what that all looks like is now we can take the action with intent for the direction that we set back when we were blueprinting that vision. Oh, this is what I need to do. And now we can action it. We can take the steps because we've added those habits. We've got the identity. We even did the vision. Now it's all coming through. Peak performance on and off the stage. Last and certainly not least, and all negation acknowledged, that one. We reassess. We progress. Okay, now it becomes a flywheel. Now it becomes something that we can scale, something that we can look at. It's a moving goalpost. Think of it this way. I love using this example. This one stopped the show when I was at Canadian Music Week. Forget what year it was. Probably 2018, 2017, 2018. I remember being on a panel with a couple of really good friends. And they came to me and they asked, okay, well, what's the one thing that a musician can do? And I just said, think about life as 1% each day. If you can get better 1% each day, you're making big moves. Okay. So now think about that. If you think on a scale of one being your deathbed and 100 being the best you could possibly be. Where are you today, right now? This is your action item, okay? Think about what number you are on in a scale of 1 to 100 in the ideal version of yourself. Okay, it could be 60, it could be 50, it could be 42, it could be 85. Don't know. Pick a number. Now think about this. Let's say you're at 70%. You're like, I'm almost there. There's some room to improve. Okay, cool. That means you're 30 days away from being your ideal self if you work at it 1% each day. You get better 1% each day. And that's how scalable this is, okay? Because they're sliding scales. Because when you get to that 100, we go back to the drawing board, quite literally, the blueprint, and we start to envision where we want to go next. How wild is that? Okay? It's exciting, guys. This is super, super fun. This is stuff that I'm super passionate about. I want to see you succeed. That's why I wanted to drop this podcast episode right here. No script. It's all right off the top. Okay? We're freestyling like Harry Mack. Oh my goodness. If you guys don't know Harry Mack yet, get on Harry Mack or Thug Shells. She is the equivalent in female form. She is fucking awesome. So guys, shout out Harry Mack, shout out Thug Shells. Freestyling just like those two gangsters. Guys, just a quick recap. Once we get that flywheel going, we go back to the drawing board and we step by step it all the way through. 5-step process of the Music Fit Method. Okay. That's how easy it is to be a successful musician, to unleash your creativity and amplify your performance on and off the stage. Boom. Mic drop, please. Right. I'm excited. I'm amped up. Guys, this is going to be an incredible, incredible new year. I'm so excited to be back. That's all I wanted to drop. Be sure to follow along. I went back to the website as is right now, MikeTheSchwartz.com. You can find all the previous episodes. And I left them all up because I want you to go back. And my next adventure on this podcast, I'm going to be talking about the ability to pivot and the ability to be okay with being okay and looking back at the past as a lesson rather than with judgment and fear and all that bullshit, okay? And shame. F that. We got no time for that, okay? We're here making artists rock stars, MFing rock stars. That's music fitting for those playing the home game with grandma, okay? Music fitting, MFing rock stars, okay? We're here to amplify that performance, unleash that creativity, make music, and move people. Thank you so much for being back. I'm excited. I hope you're as excited as me. Can you hear it? I'm ready to go. Okay, guys, you know where to find me, Mike the Schwartz on all the socials. We're back. We're back, baby. All right, till next time, y'all stay sweet. Peace.